in the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong, strong circumstances.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The reviews continue to roll in on President Trump's summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying,
"The president needed to disrupt the status quo, and the president has disrupted the status quo. He should be applauded for doing that."
However, some point out the joint statement signed by both of the leaders after their summit made no explicit mention of complete denuclearization, yet President Trump has made concessions like ending joint military drills with South Korea. A Senate Democrat says,
"This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States."
That's Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy on MSNBC. In the U.S. House today, members are moving forward on dozens of bills aimed at curbing the deadly opioid epidemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pain that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The U.S. House is to consider two immigration bills next week as part of an effort to stop a bipartisan plan to force a vote on DACA, the Obama-era rules which protect illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. The bipartisan effort almost had enough votes to force the issue, including every Democrat and some moderate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan's been trying to bring together Republicans for a deal that could pass without Democrats, but so far he's been unsuccessful. As soccer fans get excited for the start of this year's World Cup action, FIFA has announced where the 2026 games will be held.
The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
That joint North American bid for the Cup in 2026 beats out a bid by Morocco. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is suing the Bureau and the Justice Department for refusing to turn over documents dealing with his firing. McCabe was terminated just hours before his planned retirement in March. His dismissal for what the Justice Department called lack of candor delayed McCabe's ability to collect his pension, and it took away his health care benefits. McCabe's lawyer contends in that lawsuit the firing violated federal law and says authorities have refused to turn over materials related to the disciplinary process. Tesla, very successful, always in the news, now in the news because it's laying off thousands of workers in an effort to turn a profit. CEO Elon Musk is confirming 9% of the electric car maker's workforce will be given pink slips. That amounts to about 4,000 people. Musk saying in the email to employees that being profitable hasn't been the company's goal, but it's necessary if it hopes to drive the world into a new era of clean energy. Tesla has never made an annual profit in 15 years of existence. And Taco Bell inviting customers to steal a taco. It's a promotion where they're offering free Doritos Locos Tacos this afternoon with no purchase necessary. The Golden State Warriors nabbing Game 3 of the NBA Championship at Cleveland to trigger the promotion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The reviews continue to roll in on President Trump's summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying,
"The president needed to disrupt the status quo, and the president has disrupted the status quo. He should be applauded for doing that."
However, some point out the joint statement signed by both of the leaders after their summit made no explicit mention of complete denuclearization, yet President Trump has made concessions like ending joint military drills with South Korea. A Senate Democrat says,
"This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States."
That's Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy on MSNBC. In the U.S. House today, members are moving forward on dozens of bills aimed at curbing the deadly opioid epidemic. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 70 degrees with a chance of rain and thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m. There's a chance of rain and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. tonight with a temperature around don't see that. 62. And then Thursday, sunny with a high near 83. Mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low of 57. Sunny on Friday with a high near 78. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. And Sunday on Father's Day will be sunny with a high near 86.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura, still struggling with the technology. I'm hoping that you're hearing this. I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got a small practice here in Flemington. And my topic today is on fatherhood. I will continue to try and get on streaming live, but so far, not so good. Anyway, there's a reason I'm a therapist and not an IT person. So, fatherhood. Why am I talking about fatherhood today? Well, yes, Sunday is Father's Day, so that's one main reason. And the other thing I am going to talk a little bit about men's health, as it is also National Men's Health Awareness Month. Anyway, fathers are an extremely important part of a child's life. They have the capacity for caregiving. They have the capacity for nurturing, teaching, helping children develop positive, lifelong self-esteem. And the earlier fathers engage positively with their children's lives, the stronger the benefits. However, beneficial fathering is not limited only to childhood. People are actively involved with their father figures long past childhood. Having a good relationship with your father can enhance your chance of having a strong, lasting marriage, improve your ability to have to handle stress better. And having an absent father has long-lasting negative effects, both on social economics, emotions, career, relationship, self-esteem. So I think it's really important to talk about fathers. We are definitely living in a time where fathers and men in general are marginalized. We look at commercials where fathers look like the idiot. We have TV shows where fathers are, again, stupid. Buffoons. Our general outlook, the feminine movement, has marginalized men. There are, if you look at all the support groups for women and women's health, there's very little for men, very little. And that's a very sad thing. Women are infiltrating men and boys' activities, such as the Boy Scouts. I think that's a really good example. Now, women, girls have been allowed into Boy Scouts. My niece was in the Boy Scouts. But now they've changed their name. The Girl Scouts have not changed their name. They have not combined into just a scouting. Still the Girl Scouts and Scouts of America, or whatever their new name is. Even in Boy Scouts, we find that women are oftentimes scout leaders instead of men. And it's really, I'm going to say, a rather sad condition. It is okay for men to be out of shape, overweight. We expect them to be drinkers, philanderers. We say, well, yeah, you know, it's okay. Yeah, men, you know, men have this, you know, this, a lot of sexual whatever. They can. They're men. We hold them to a low standard. They hold themselves to a low standard. And any men that come into my office, because I do have men that come into my office, though they may appear to have high self-esteem, it's a facade. Oftentimes they really don't have good self-esteem. They are conflicted, for the most part. And it's very sad. We really need men and fathers to complete our families. And we have so many single parent homes that are mothers and their children with fathers visiting on every other weekend, every Wednesday. They just are not that engaged with their children. Now, of course, that's not all families, but that's many families. It's interesting that infants are actually equally attached to their mothers as their fathers. So when you have that family system where you've got the mother and the father, yes, the infant, the unborn infant, hears its mother's voice, its mother's heartbeat, but also hears its father's voice. Therefore, upon the beginnings of life outside the womb, an infant knows its father's voice and knows its mother's voice. When a father has positive involvement with the infant, there is an improvement in weight gain. The child eats better, becomes stronger quicker. Fathers are better at leading emotional stability through setting clear and loving boundaries with a child. When I talk about discipline, generally speaking, it's not about a spanking or a timeout or taking gadgets away, though that some of those things may be part of that. I'm not advocating spanking. But discipline, we have a bedtime, we have a meal time, we have family time, we play games together, we go throw a ball back and forth, we have to do sports together. There's things that we do together at an expected time and in an expected way. You go to bed at a particular time, you get your homework done at a particular time. It's disciplined. That's what I mean by discipline. When a father is involved like that with their children, the children lead better lives emotionally, socially. Their behavior is much better. Academically, they do better. Children who feel a closeness with their father are twice as likely actually to enter college or find stable employment after high school. 75% are less likely to have an early teen birth. In other words, getting someone pregnant or being pregnant as a teen. There's an 80% less chance of spending jail time. And they are half as likely to experience depression. So when a father is involved, there's less chance of depression. Fathers really, they have a critical role in child development. The psychological harm of an absent father can persist throughout life. There are books about that. There's a workbook that I suggest to my clients all the time. Dad, where were you when I needed you? About absent fathers, alcoholic fathers, drug addicted fathers, jailed fathers. Fathers are critical in the development of a child. And when a father is absent, it hinders child development from infancy through childhood into adulthood. The psychological harm of father absence experienced during childhood persists throughout the course of life. So the better quality of time in a child, father-child relationship, the better for the outcome of that child's adult life. Now, there may be divorce. However, non-residential fathers can have a positive effect depending upon the amount of time they spend with their children, their concern about social and emotional well-being of their children, their involvement in their academics, their sports, and behavior. So there may be a divorce, but parents still need to co-parent. Extremely important for the child's well-being. You know, being a parent is not about being a friend. Being a parent is about being a parent. Children have other children for friends. Now, we can be friendly parents, but our job is not to be a friend. Our job is to teach, encourage, provide discipline, lead, set boundaries, acknowledge feelings. Being a parent is like driving the car. The car is the child. I need to know when to put the brakes on. I need to know when to turn right. I need to know when to turn left. I need to know when to fill it so it moves forward. Make sure it's tuned up. Got to keep my eye on it. Got to keep my eye on my car. Make sure it's working properly. And that's the job of parents. That's the job of fathers. The quality of father-child relationship actually can matter more than the specific amount of time spent. So the father could be home watching television all by himself. The kids are doing other things. Maybe they're engaged with their mother. But they're not engaging with the children. It's very important that fathers engage with the children. And participate in the family. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. And I'm going to see if I can do this thing. I don't know why the one page didn't highlight to get on streaming. So hopefully this is recording. I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, still trying to figure out technology. I did it fairly well last week, but I had somebody watching over my shoulder and did have to intervene. Anyway, I am talking about fathers and the importance of fathers in our lives. With Father's Day coming up this Sunday, I think it is important to talk about it. And it's important to really focus on fathers and encourage fathers. They're much more than just the breadwinner. Women work also. sometimes in some families, women have the greater income. But there has been an attack on men in general, men and boys, and it's showing. It's showing in the socioeconomic and emotional life of men. Men have always had a shorter life than women. And I don't think that we're doing anything to encourage them. The machismoism of men not needing help or support actually hurts them. And we really need to encourage the men in our lives to get support, to support each other, to learn from each other, just like we do with women. You know, we all say, oh, women need good girlfriends. Well, guys also need good guy friends. And it's not to sit around and drink beer and tell dirty jokes and look at porn. That is not what needs to be encouraged. What needs to be encouraged is emotional support with each other. Talk about careers. Talk about health. Talk about parenting. Talk about careers. Those things need to be encouraged. As I was saying, involved dads have a direct impact on their children's future. With a better relationship, there is a better chance for higher self-esteem, pro-social behavior, child's well-being. As a matter of fact, children with involved fathers are 39% more likely to have A's in school, 45% less likely to repeat a grade, 60% less likely to be suspended or expelled from school, and twice as likely to go to college after high school. Now, right now, the ratio is, I think, 20 women to every one man in college. That's very sad. Instead of encouraging our young men and our boys to go on with our school, we discourage them. Very sad. Families themselves are strengthened by the support of having a father. Fathers provide parenting, positive parenting skills, effective communication, emotional support, stress management. Fathers actually reduce the factor of a child being in an abusive situation because of an increasing protective factor. Yes, mom could be, I'm going to fight for my kid like a, you know, like a mother bear fights for her cub. Yeah. And I think that that's very good. At the same time, to have a father do that is huge. Fathers can actually attend programs to learn more about fathering. And I'm looking at some research from the University of Texas where it talks about father involvement, that there are actually policies, federal, state, and local efforts to support father involvement. In 2017, Texas had a fatherhood summit to talk about and motivate men to become stronger fathers. I think I can go live. So again, I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I am talking about fatherhood and Father's Day right around the corner and the importance of fathers in our lives, and that we should celebrate our fathers, and that it's also Men's Health Month. Health Awareness Month. So again, fathers are extremely important. Men who attend fatherhood programs find them extremely valuable. You can look them up. You can go to fatherhood.gov, believe it or not, and you can find out more information about support for being a dad. Quality time is really important. So many, many dads work. And it's important when you come home to spend time with your children. Talk to them about how school was, any issues around school, do they need any help with homework. Get involved in sports with them and other activities. Spend time together. Take your daughter fishing. Take your sons fishing. Take them to a baseball game. Do things with them with mom, and do some things with them without mom. Kids spend a lot of times with their mothers, just mom and kids. As a dad, make an effort to spend some time with your kids. Take them to, little putt-putt golf kind of thing. Or, like I said, go on a bike ride. Take them to a game. Take them to a concert. Go on a hike together. Go camping. Mom may not like camping, but that doesn't mean you can't go camping with your kids. Become a scout leader. Become a youth leader. It's very important to be involved in your children's lives. Even though you work, most mothers work, not all. Some mothers choose the career of being an at-home mom. But it's so important, dads, that you participate in your children's life. Don't let mom be the only one to take care of the emotional aspect of your child's life. Be an emotional support also. So if you know that your children are having some emotional stresses, being bullied at school, harassed at school, feeling overwhelmed by homework, having an argument with a sibling, even arguments with mom, it's really important to be an emotional support. One of the things that is extremely important is parents have to work together. They're a team. It can't be mom and the kids and dad over here, or dad and the kids and mom over here. We end up with what is called a triangle, and kids can play mom and dad against each other. What we're looking for is mom and dad to be united as a team. And then the kids, it looks more like a T rather than a triangle. So dad may not necessarily agree with what mom had said, but he needs to support mom. He needs to say, you know, mom said no TV tonight. I have to agree with her, no TV tonight. So that you come at a united front. This way a child can't play one against the other. That actually causes problems in the marriage, and it doesn't help your children because they really learn how to manipulate. Dad, you have to monitor your child's behavior. Now, mom might say, we're only going to have gadget time an hour a day. You get to have an hour to play on your gadgets. Otherwise, it's family time. Dads have to support that. You know, one of the things about dads is they're bigger and they're louder. Can be a little more intimidating. And I'm not suggesting that you use that. But children see that. Dads are just bigger and louder. They just are. Stronger. They just are. And with that also, it gives children a sense of protection. Moms can go fight for their kids all they want. But when dads fight for their kids, very different. Dads can can actually do, in some ways, a better job of setting clear boundaries and expectations for their kids. So, yeah, mom and dad, you sit down and talk. This is what we want with our kids. We're going to have a little family meeting, and we're going to say, okay, this is what's going to happen. Mom and I talked, and you get an hour on your gadgets. You have to spend an hour outside playing. We're going to have family game time. We're going to do family things together. And I'm going to support your mom, and your mom is going to support me. So if your mom says you can do this, then I'm going to say okay. If your mom says you can't do this, then I'm going to say okay. And vice versa. So mom, you have to say, I'm supporting dad. If he says, now, if mom and dad are having issues around parenting styles, they really need to possibly go to some counseling and learn some coping skills around parenting. I think dads can be really a real positive influence in encouraging those chores, and can be a real motivator. Not that moms can't. Moms can. But dads, they have a different capacity for doing that, for being a leader. And human beings, by nature, look for leaders. That's why we have heads of families, the matriarch, the patriarch, the mayor of the town, the president of the group, the governor of the state, the president of the United States. We have leaders. We look for leaders. So it is in our biological, psychological makeup to have a leader. Parents need to be co-leaders, and sometimes dads take on the leadership role. You know, you're going to have to listen to your mom. You may not like it. This is what your mom says, and I'm standing behind her. And that's the way it goes. I know you want to have a sleepover. It's not working out today. It's just not happening. And I'm going to support your mom in that. Fathers are great for also encouraging clear expectations. I expect you to mow the lawn. I expect you to rake up the yard. I expect you to take the garbage out. Attaboys from dad, or attagirls from dad, actually work better than from mom. Yeah, it's great. I want my mom to show approval. But to get that approval for doing something well from dad is fantastic. If dad is always being critical, always being corrective, it can actually affect self-esteem. Always saying, you know, you did a great job. I'm wondering what you might think you could have done differently to do a better job. I think what you've done was great. Is there any way we can improve it? That's a great statement from a dad. What can we do to improve it? How can I help you with this? I want to support you. Being on the sidelines of a game and being one of those sports dads that are always critical, that's demeaning. It doesn't help. And that type of interaction, father-child interaction, can actually be more harmful. So I'm going to take a few more commercial breaks, and I'm glad that I finally got on streaming. I know it was probably halfway through the show. And for whatever reason, the computer was just thinking. So with that, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments after these important announcements.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got a small practice here in Flemington. I've got my master's in counseling, and I'm nationally certified as a counselor. You can find out more about what I do by visiting me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarole, two L's. counselor.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I do not keep a waiting list to the best of my ability, and I deal with many different types of issues, from addictions to codependency, family dysfunction, couples counseling, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, eating disorders, anger management, just to name a few things. You can also follow me on Facebook under Counselors Chat. That is for my show, and it will give you information about past shows that I've done and other mental health issues. This month, we are celebrating I don't know if the word is celebrating, but it really is Men's Health Awareness Month. So I want to talk a little bit about that, how important that is for guys to go get physicals and think about their food intake, the choices that they're making, getting exercise, and getting a mental health check. I think that that's really an important thing. Oftentimes, men do suffer from depression because they are not, they have been socialized not to have the full range of their feelings. So that means that they depress feelings. And for men, oftentimes, anger is the one of the only emotions that they feel comfortable with showing. And so that's also an indication of some depression. Sadly, this past week, we have suicide awareness has surfaced with the death of two prominent people. And I just want to say that suicide is not necessarily about being selfish. It generally is someone has gotten to the place where they're so hopeless and so depressed and in such tremendous pain that they really do not know what else to do to alleviate the pain. And so it's really sad that we have had people this week, prominent people, and not even prominent people. It's the 10th highest reason for death in the United States. That's pretty high. And so men, it's really important for you to have a mental health check. It's really important to address issues that are both physical and emotional and relational. One of the best clues, if there's something going on emotionally, am I angry, agitated, irritable, moody, short-tempered, frustrated, tired, lack empathy, lack motivation to get things done, if I'm always yelling at myself, if I call myself stupid, if I'm putting myself down, if I don't think I'm capable, well, those are all indications that you might want to go talk to somebody. And it is actually a very courageous thing to do. I say that to all my clients when they come in. Men, women, adolescents, couples. It takes courage to go into and seek out some counseling because we don't want to think there's something wrong with the way we're thinking. However, our lives may not be going very well, and we may need an adjustment. If my brakes are squeaking and squealing, I need to take them in, see what's going on. I need an adjustment. It's really kind of that simple. So I may discover that I've got some belief systems that aren't working, or that, yes, maybe I have had some trauma in my life that I have not dealt with. And I need to resolve that. Or maybe I realize that I grew up in a very dysfunctional home. Or I may not even realize that I've been struggling with an addiction. And there are so many ways that we can have addiction. So it's not just necessarily alcoholism. It could be drugs, gambling, pornography. There's so many different things in some ways, guys, it's almost expected, you know. Isn't that what guys do, right? No, not necessarily, because it's not healthy. We want to look for things that are healthy. When you are healthier as a human being, you're going to have healthier relationships. You're going to be a healthier parent. You're going to be more productive at work. You are going to have better self-esteem and feel good about yourself and have a greater sense of motivation and want to take on some challenging tasks or try some new hobbies, connect with new people. So that's all extremely important. So with Father's Day just coming around the corner, it'll be on Sunday, spend time with your kids. Look at yourself as a dad. Check out your own health. If you haven't, men don't tend not to go to the dentist. They tend not to go get annual checkups. Dad, go get yourself to the doctor. get an annual checkup. Sign up for the gym or start walking. Think about what you're eating. Participate in your children's lives. Ask them questions about their day. Learn what it means to be a father. Join a fatherhood support group. These are all things that you can do that's going to help you feel better about yourself, and it's going to help your family, your wife, your children, your girlfriend, your partner. These things are all important. So it is, June is National Men's Health Awareness Month, and June is Father's Day, and I really want to wish all of you out there who are fathers Happy Father's Day. And I'm going to say this: even though you may not have children, you can still take on the role of a father. I do not have children. I have a stepson, but I don't have any children of my own, and I know that I tend to do a lot of mothering, and then part of that is because I'm a counselor. There are men out there that don't have children. That doesn't mean that they still can't take on fathering roles. You can be a guy without any children and still be a scout leader, or be involved in some other thing where, you know, you are leading children in a healthy way. So a lot of things to think about. The men's impact on our society is very strong, and we need healthy men to do that. And women, we need to stop putting men down and allow men to grow and become healthy parts of our society. On that note, I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I am glad to have been able to do some live streaming, finally, anyway. And I will be back next week with Counselors Chat.
USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived home from Singapore today with a written pledge that dictator Kim Jong-un would completely denuclearize North Korea. But you can count Senator Marco Rubio as one of the folks who's not convinced that Kim will give up his nukes.
Well, I'm skeptical about Kim Jong-un, and we should be. Everyone should be. The president, as I said, is optimistic, and he needs to be. He's the guy negotiating, and, you know, he needs to make the other side feel like he's serious about getting something done. But for the rest of us who are watching and know the history of North Korea, we should be skeptical. This is a country that's made promises before and has broken them.
Democrats are hoping to take back the Senate and the House during the 2018 midterm elections. Michael Loftus, he's a comedian. He explains why going to Hollywood for help when it comes to winning over voters might not be the best idea for Democrats.
I find it just hilarious. Like, how horrible are you as a political party if you don't, like, wake up knowing what it is you want to do?
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week.